Reformed Church.
Just an example. I've given this example actually once before, and I think the Lord sort of taught me this particular rationale, and I think it makes a lot of sense. Like when anything the Lord teaches you, just makes a whole lot of sense. So, let me give you this example. If there's some kind of, and there's a point with this, but if there's some kind of natural disaster or a tornado or a hurricane or something like that, there was a hurricane recently in Florida, right? And when something like that happens, why is it that you don't look to, say, one of your family members around you and blame them for that? If you just think about the rationale for a second, why don't you blame a particular person for the hurricane happening or for people getting hurt in the hurricane? The reason why you don't do that is because you know, at least physically speaking, that they weren't able to, of course they didn't cause it, but they also weren't able to stop it. Now granted, as believers, we actually can influence the weather and control the weather and things like that, but even according to manifestation, you know they didn't cause it, and you know they perhaps don't even have the manifestation right now to stop it. So you don't blame them for something that they're not able to do, right? At least physically speaking or manifestly. Now, so it's actually people's inability that it's for that reason why we don't blame them for things. There are wars and things going on in other countries right now, and also we don't blame particular people, say in the U.S., for things going on overseas because, you know, well, you didn't cause it, and it's not like you're able to just stop all of that, right? It's inability that excuses people from responsibility, right? I think that just makes sense. And this is why, this is actually to the detriment of God's reputation when the church teaches that God can do anything. That is a huge thing in the body of Christ today. I would say actually that that's the default common knowledge in the church, that God can do anything. And if you can just throw up, or at least prepare for me, Mark 6. But I just want to show you just one verse, or at least it's a verse and a half. But if God doesn't have, think about this, if God doesn't have any inabilities, then you could blame him for everything. You could, because he would be allowing it, right? If God has the ability, let's say, stop hurricanes, stop wars, stop this, stop natural disasters, and if he's just the, you know, kind of the big overseer in the sky that has all ability entirely, and he's just moving chess pieces in the world, you could blame him for everything. And actually, that's where the church comes to. The church finds it very hard not to blame God for certain things, because if God can do anything, I mean, it's kind of like with great power comes great responsibility. Like, if you could stop it and didn't, I could blame you for it, right? It's like, imagine you were with a friend and someone came up to mug your friend from behind and they didn't see it. If you saw it and then stepped back and watched it, someone could blame you for that, right? You might not have done the mugging, but you let it happen. You didn't do anything to stop it. Maybe you ran the other way. Maybe you looked the other way. Even in the Bible, under the law, if the Bible actually says there are what people might call sins of omission, which means that you might not have committed something, but if you see someone's ox, you know, having gone astray, and you don't get their ox and bring it back to them, that's actually a sin, because you let it happen, right? So this is a biblical thing. So that's why I'm saying if God could do anything, you can blame him for everything. That's a real thing. You can blame God for anything, because if he can stop things, and he's not, clearly, because there are these things going on, suffering is going on all through the world, if God has all ability, you can blame him for anything you want. The problem is Christians don't realize there are inabilities of God. And let me just read you the verse, and then I'll explain what I mean by that, because I'm not referring to God's power. God is almighty. So Mark 6:5 says, and this is talking about Jesus, the exact representation of the Father. Okay, so he, the exact representation of the Father, could there, in this particular country, do no mighty work, save that he laid his hands upon a few sick folk and healed them. It doesn't say that Jesus wouldn't do a mighty work there. It says that he couldn't do it. He couldn't do it. Now, a lot of people are offended at me saying God can't do certain things, but if you read that verse, you'd have to just take it up with that verse, because I'm just repeating the verse. Like, that's the funny thing, right? When you say something that, like, you just repeat a verse and then someone has a problem with you, but then they say they don't have a problem with the Bible. Well, that's right there. He couldn't do it. You could look up the Greek. The word could means had no power, had no ability. The word actually means that. It's that, it's a word related to dunamis in Greek. It's like dynamis or something like that. and it means not able. Because there's a not and then the word power, not and then the word able. Jesus wasn't able to do it. Why? It says in verse 6, it says, and he marveled because of their unbelief. That means that Jesus wanted to do mighty works and wanted to do more miracles in this particular village, and he couldn't. He wasn't able to do it. The exact representation of God wasn't able to do something. And it says, the reason it gives, it says he marvels because of their unbelief. The quick version of this is that God doesn't have any inabilities to his power, but there are legal inabilities that God has. Just like a judge, if and I'm going to pretty much wrap this up with this. If somebody commits a crime and they ask the judge and they say, judge, just let me go free, right? The judge says, I can't. I can't just let you go free. You wouldn't think twice about the judge saying that. But what do you know? You know that he's not talking about his power. He's talking about legality, morally. He can't, right? Everyone understands that? Because you know the judge has the power to let him go free. The judge could get off his bench right there, grab the guy and run out the room, and you're free. He has the power, right? There's physical ability there, but he doesn't have the legal right to do that. So when he says, I can't, you know it's legally, morally. I can't do that. God has legal and moral limitations. Just the fact that we agree in the church today that God is never unjust, we are admitting he has legal limitations, at least that he wouldn't ever be unjust. So that means there's limitations to what he can do in the legal realm, therefore, if he chooses to be just. There's a lot to say about that, but here's my point. The only just way for people to receive from God is through faith in Jesus, and Romans chapter 3 says that very clearly. The only just way that God might be just and the justifier of those who believe in Jesus, the only just way for people to receive from God is through faith in Jesus. God has an inability to communicate good things to anyone apart from their faith in Jesus, and more specifically, their faith in what Jesus provided for that specific situation. Okay, so let's take the hurricane example, and I'll stop with this. Take the hurricane example again. If a hurricane comes, right, to somewhere in Florida, I'm not blaming any person for the hurricane, right, or getting hurt from the hurricane. I'm not blaming any person for that. But as far as God is concerned, God cannot intervene in the affairs of humans, can't legally. The same can't that I just read to you from the Bible, right? I just read that to you from the Bible, that God has limitations and God has inabilities. Otherwise, the exact representation of God, it wouldn't be said of in your Bible that the exact representation of God has inabilities. Those inabilities that I just read to you about, God cannot intervene in the affairs of humankind despite the fact that he might want to do mighty works in stopping a hurricane, despite the fact that he might want to do mighty works in protecting people from harm, cannot do any mighty works. Cannot do any mighty works, even though he wants to. Because of people's knowledge. People perish for lack of knowledge, not because of God's will. God doesn't want anyone to perish. But people perish because of lack of knowledge. We, on our end, need to understand the very specific things that Jesus did to redeem us from the world and things like hurricanes in order to make ourselves exempt from the hurt from things like hurricanes. If you want to be protected from something in your life, you need to understand what Jesus did to provide that to you. And when you understand that, you'll see that manifest in your life. If you believe, therefore, you'll see the glory of God manifest in your life. It's because of human beings' lack of knowledge of what Jesus already provided that actually causes hurt in the Bible. And the Bible says in Isaiah that once we have full knowledge of what Jesus did, there will be no more hurt. When the knowledge of the Lord covers the earth as the waters cover the sea, there will be no more hurt and no more destruction. So I'll leave you with that. But it is the phrase, God can do anything, that has tarnished God's reputation today, that phrase. Anytime anyone has full ability, you have full responsibility, therefore. And that just makes sense, and even God agrees with that. But God doesn't have full abilities. He has full ability according to his power, but God does not have full legal abilities, full moral abilities. He is limited, he is only just, he's only good, and the only just way for people to receive from God is through faith in Jesus, and therefore that's the only way God can do it. You need to believe, and then he can move. You need to believe, and therefore he can manifest things through you. But that's why you see suffering in the world, not because God can change it and won't, but because he can't change it, and we need to understand Jesus. That's in a nutshell. But when someone has inabilities, you don't blame them for things, right? When someone has an inability and it wasn't able to do something, you don't blame them for the thing happening. And that's the same thing with God. It's easy to not blame him for things when you know that he wants to and can't.
We hope you enjoyed this message from Reformed Church. If you have, please share this with someone else and help us get this uncommon truth out to the world. If you'd like to support this good news, you can do so at reformchurch.com/give. Also on our website, you can take advantage of our free messages, articles, and even full discipleship courses. Start reforming your mind now at reformchurch.com.